This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, we cover a lot of things in the Umpqua Valley, and we wanted to take a look at Camp Millennium with Executive Director Mindy Bean. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it.
So, a quick history of the camp. People pretty much know about it, but for people who aren't, tell us a little bit about the background.
Sure. So camp started back in the early 90s. It was part of the Camp You Can Do organization that's up north, and it went under that name. And in 1999, they pulled out, and a group here in the Roseburg area wanted to keep that camp going and decided on the name Camp Millennium. And so in the year 2000, the official Camp Millennium nonprofit actually began.
So the camp is held which month?
Normally it's June. But realistically, now moving forward, it actually could change months depending on location.
So, and we're going to talk more about that in a bit here. How did things go earlier this summer?
Actually, way better than anticipated. We were a little bit nervous knowing, you know, what we're going to talk about in the, you know, here pretty quick about losing our campsite. We found a camp outside of Lincoln City on Devil's Lake called Camp BB360, so we were able to still hold our camp this year, and it was beautiful on that lake. They have a gorgeous campground facility.
So you had to move, and how many kids, though, got the camp experience?
100 this year.
Wow, and how many volunteers go with that?
We had about 68.
That's quite the ratio. Explain
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it is. We try to keep 3-to-1 on the kids, but we want to make sure our medical staff is fully, you know, operational 24/7. So that includes like the nurses and the physicians that rotate in and out.
And explain why you need the nurses and the physicians.
Sure.
What's different about this camp versus a summertime camp?
Sure. So our camp is geared toward kids who are dealing with a cancer diagnosis, either themselves, which that's why the medical team is so important, or they can bring along their siblings. And we've also opened it up for kids here locally whose parents are battling cancer right now.
And wasn't that kind of the original idea, to provide an experience to kind of get away from all they're dealing with?
Yes. Cancer, even as an adult, is awful. But can you imagine as a child getting that diagnosis with your family and stuff? Your life changes forever. They're in the hospitals. Because we live here in Roseburg area, there's no pediatric oncologist here. So all treatments and everything has to be up in Portland at OSSU or Dornbecker, and they're gone. They miss everything. So we just give them a little sense of normal.
And not only do the kids have to deal with that, but their families kind of get upended as well.
Yeah. So there has to be a parent with them. They just can't go up there just by themselves. So that changes the whole dynamic. If they have siblings, the siblings don't get to be part of this experience because they're so far away. Everything completely changes, from just the dynamics of who's sitting around the dining room table to finances. One of the parents may lose their job because they can't go to work all the time. It's amazing what goes on in these family units.
So to make this camp happen, it's kind of a year-long process.
Yes, it is. It sure is. We do everything. I just finished doing homemade hand-dipped corn dogs and blackberry lemonade during Blackberry Festival in Sutherland this last weekend. And we do fundraisers throughout the year. We write grants. We have business and community members that give to camp on a yearly basis. It's a lot of work to keep everything going.
Oh, and what was that food item again?
Is hand-dipped corn dogs.
Okay, just I'm sure people now are looking around trying to figure out where they are. So
they pretty good. And we do a homemade mustard, blackberry mustard, also with it. So
it's pretty good. Blackberry mustard.
Yeah, Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of intriguing.
Yeah.
So I know that you've had, among other shifts here, a new office location.
Yes. So on top of finding out that Camp Kellogg closed, which we'll talk about, we located from the Cancer Center to Winston. We have our own office building. It is at 88 Northeast Main Street. And so we have a complete office building to ourselves, and we're excited about it. We're a little sad that we're outside of Roseburg, but that became available, and we just needed to get it.
So let's talk about, we'll kind of, before we go to the break, kind of sort of unwrap a little bit about the big need now.
Yes, the biggest need that we have is to find a new campsite home. Because Camp Millennium has always rented their facilities, we no longer have a confirmed location moving forward for our camp.
And Taka, for a number of years, you were over at Camp
Kellogg out in Oakland, up at Tyee. Yeah, for 20 years plus, we've been there. And they closed. I got an email in December from the board of directors saying that as of that date, they had closed permanently.
And that camp, of course, operated by another organization that you'd used it for other things, but it had probably been there for a long time and probably was hard to maintain.
Yeah, it was an older camp facility, but they had done a lot of remodeling of it and everything else. But I know a lot of organizations throughout the whole Douglas County area, like outdoor schools and everything else, even use that facility. So it was still being in use. It was good.
So, boy, I mean, camps don't just grow on trees.
No, they don't. And if they do, they're very expensive.
And for instance, you've got other organizations around the state that have camps, but a lot of times they've already got a built-in schedule structure.
It's so true, because those organizations who have put their money into those camps, and it's their own campsites, in order to generate revenue, they do their own programs, and then they rent out like the off weeks of their programming. And they're scarce because they run their own programming, that to get in, it's difficult because people continuously, like we did for Kellogg, we just rolled over every year. We were the same. It didn't matter. It was the same. Maybe push back a week so the dads who volunteered could be home on a Father's Day weekend. But other than that, we had the same week every year.
Wow. And so you managed to pull it off for last year,
yes,
for this past couple months ago.
Yes.
Is it a little daunting going ahead?
Yes. It is nerve-wracking. I'm doing a lot of tours throughout the whole state of Oregon to see if at least, well, everybody knows to at least have us on their name of, you know, who to contact if something comes up. But I want to get the tours through, so if something does come up, I can make that decision with the board of directors, like, we need to rent this quick. We need to rent it fast, because it'll go away. It'll be taken up by somebody else.
And ideally, you'd really like it as close to the Umpqua Valley as you could find,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. I am a firm believer that with it being formed here in Roseburg and Douglas County, we need to keep it down here. Douglas County being so rural, everything is so up north. We need to keep that up here.
All right, we're going to talk more about Camp Millennium when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. Well, it is the summer recess for Congress, and U.S. Senator Ron Wyden will be in studio with us tomorrow on Inside Douglas County at 1230. We're talking about Camp Millennium today. Executive Director Mindy Bean in here. Boy, it seems a bit daunting trying to find a new location Does it make you, I mean, have you thought about even like sort of an alternate non-camp, make it into a camp location?
Yeah, we're open to anything. The biggest thing is that we really don't want to grow smaller to make it valid, you know, to make it happen. How would you say this child could come, but that child can't come because of numbers? So we've been thinking about contacting maybe Seven Feathers to see if we have a camp in Chicago that actually is in a hotel, because where would you go camping in the city of Chicago? So we thought we would go to them and ask maybe like a section of that. We're open to anything. We, at least until we can make sure, I mean, we have to have the beds. That's the biggest thing.
Well, and you also want to be able to have an outdoor space,
yes,
where you can have
for rec
activities, mm-hmm, and do all the fun things.
Yes.
And, you know, be private, not in the middle of something else going on.
Yeah. That was actually, so when we've been at Kellogg, we were up in the woods and we were by ourselves. And it was just like wonderful. And even as much as that camp, BB360, is beautiful right on the lake and everything else, there was houses all around it, and it did put a different feeling for camp. Definitely. The kids noticed, because you would hear noises on the lake and stuff that wasn't part of our camp. Yeah, so we have to think about that too moving forward.
And even if you had some land and could ultimately build your own camp, is that even practical? Because then what do you do with it the rest of the year?
Well, it would totally turn the whole organization into a different direction, because you could have your own campsite, but you would have to put things into place to where you would have to have the rentals of other people coming in. Yeah, it would be very daunting.
Which really kind of takes away from, you want to just focus on the kids and do this.
Yes.
And not become your own real estate,
right,
you know, adventure.
Right, because we've been able to grow for not just having the kids. We have a mom's retreat, a dad's retreat, family time. We do things for the whole family throughout the whole year. So if we had to worry about taking care of our own camp, it would almost have to be its own separate entity. Whoever was running that to whoever's actually integrating with the families.
And if a organization or a landowner had a property, you really probably want standing buildings, mm-hmm, not doing tents and porta potties.
Right. Oh no.
All that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't think the nurses would allow the porta potties on a consistent basis. If we are on an activity or something off-site on a field trip and there was porta potties, that's one thing. They would make sure they were clean and sanitized and disinfected, because we have kids that come to camp that have no immune system. So we need to make sure on stuff like that.
Wow. So at this point, you're really just exploring everything.
I am.
And amongst people listening right now, if they have ideas, how do they get connected with you?
Call the office number, leave a message. I'm in and out doing all different kinds of things camp related, especially right now trying to find a camp. And that number is 541-677-0600. Or you can email me at campmoregon@gmail.com.
And what kind of timeline? I mean, sooner, obviously, is better.
Yes, sooner is way better. I'm to moving into next year already. I'm looking for 2026, but I'm realistically, it's 2027, because right now I've already talked to everybody about 2026. So it's if a campsite actually opens up, would be 2026, kind of like what just happened this year.
Wow. If people want to help you, help Camp Millennium out financially, just to kind of help make this process better,
yes,
how do they do that?
Multiple ways. Of course, they can donate They can sponsor a camper. A cost to send a camper to camp with everything from food, the housing, the insurance, you know, taking care of everything for the whole 7 days of camp. It's $1,500. They can sponsor that. They can reach out and let us know, like, maybe they know somebody that if I went and talked to them, they might be able to do something for us. Connections. That's wonderful. If they want to come and help volunteer at some of our events, we're getting ready for the October Pumpkin Patch. That if they want to come and volunteer during that, that helps us raise awareness and bring in funds. That's a pretty intensive fundraiser throughout the weekends in October. There's so many ways.
And where is that going to be at this year?
That is out Melrose on Donor Road now. We moved from the Wildlife Safari. They outgrew because how good Wildlife Safari is doing. They had to use the spot that we were for parking, which is a good thing for the county because it's bringing in more money.
So you're out there in for what, three weekends?
Yes, three weekends. Not the first weekend of October, but the last three weekends of October.
So you've got that going on. You've also got a bingo night coming up.
Talk about that. On the 30th, we have bingo at the Buckaroo Barn from 1 to 4. The doors open at 12:30. This is a fun fundraiser. It is just $25 ticket. Super inexpensive, family friendly. You pay $25, you get a bingo card that's good for the whole time of bingo, and you can purchase an extra card for $5. We just play bingo and we have great prizes. Those in the community that have been to our bingo events know we have really good prizes. We have a silent raffle. We have auction. We do so much different. It's fun. And we get sandwiches, chips, and some potato salad or macaroni salad too.
And looking ahead to the camp, obviously the medical personnel at Volunteer, they've got to have a particular skill set. What are you looking for in other kinds of volunteers?
Volunteers come in, I've learned over the years, in many shapes, sizes, and ages. We'll never turn away a volunteer that, no matter how old they are. One of the volunteers who had just recently passed away was like 88. So, I mean, we'll take any on that. They just need to have a heart willing to give. That's it. And then we'll go from there. If they have a thing towards art or want to read storybooks, they ranges from everything.
And what are the ages of the kids that come?
5 through 16. And then at the age of 17 and 18, they come back as leaders in training and learn how to be counselors or staff members like rec director or art director.
Wow. So it could be a really long-term experience.
Yes.
So as we get ready to wrap up again, it's daunting, but we put it out there because there's a lot of people listening, and maybe somebody's got an idea.
Yeah, that's what we want. Ideas and contacts. That would be the best thing. Because I'm willing to go anywhere. If it takes camp being over in Eastern Oregon in 26, we'll go to Eastern Oregon. We're used to packing up going to camp. We just need a campsite. And hopefully we'll find one for permanent in Douglas County.
All right, and again, if people have an idea, how do they contact you?
CampMorgan@gmail.com or 541-677-0600.
All right, Mindy Beam from Camp Millennium, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.